the moratorium on drilling for oil and gas in the Great Lakes expires in 2007. That's why the National Wildlife Federation backed an amendment to the recently passed energy bill to make the ban permanent. The Wildlife Federation's Jordan Lubetkin says the failure of passing that amendment threatens the environment.
Congress missed an opportunity to protect the Great Lakes from oil and gas drilling. Currently, the Great Lakes are under a number of attacks, from toxic pollution to aquatic invasive species, and we feel that as lawmakers talk about Great Lakes restoration, we believe that we should be cleaning up the mess we've already made and not be creating new ones.
But retired UW Superior petroleum geologist Bert Diggus says parts of the Great Lakes should be tested for oil and natural gas. He says it will help economic development and energy independence.
Ontario has been successfully drilling in the north shore of Lake Erie for decades, going well back into the 20th century. And they've done so with, as far as I know, zero environmental harm to the area. So from the United States side, there is a potential, but I think that potential would be more related to Lakes Erie and Ontario than it would be to the more northerly and westerly of the Great Lakes.
A test drill hole was sunk in Bayfield County in 1992, but came up dry. Diggus suspects Wisconsin and Minnesota are not prime areas for hydrocarbons, but other areas have proven productive. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.